The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to risk telling the truth. I want you to risk telling a truth. But not a truth for somebody else. A truth about you. Something, risk this week. Risk. Share, as Facebook says. We don't share, we show. We pretend in the hospital of life that we're the doctors and not the patients. We are self-hating egomaniacs, and that's the problem. I want you to just ponder that for a while. Self-hating egomaniacs. Does that not describe who we are right now? We think we can fix the planet through spending programs. If that's not an egomaniac, I don't know what is. We think we can change the world with a hashtag. The greatest thing to ever live is also the worst thing that has ever lived. Man. Except we just can't forgive each other and we can't forgive ourselves for some reason or another. Because the other person is not worthy. They have not been humbled enough. No, 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 no. And we can't forgive ourselves because if people only knew. We have to expose ourselves. We have to admit that we have to come to a place of knowing that we're good, that we are that commercial, we are that baby. We believe those things, all of us. The person that we disagree with believes those things in a non-political way. We believe that. We have to accept that in ourselves and accept that with others. We have to find the divine nature in ourselves and others and accept it. Divine nature while remaining humble. Wow. When those two get out of whack, it's trouble. It's trouble. I'm either not worthy or I'm the best thing ever. We as a country, USA, USA, or we're the worst ever. We're neither of those. We're both. We're both worthy and really in need of help. The problem is we forget. And even the best of us forget. Even nailed on a cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jeez, man, if that guy had doubts, what do you think I'm going to have about myself? If that guy had a moment of, I'm all alone, why have you forsaken me? You know who we are? We're tired. We're poor in spirit. We're struggling. And we're divine. And we're worthy. And we're good. And we're decent. We're kind. We're gracious. We're smart. We're equipped. We have to first see ourselves in truth and stop comparing ourselves to other people on Facebook. Stop living the lie on Facebook. See what your life is really like. And you know what? Do you save your Christmas cards? Because we save our Christmas cards. We put them up on the kitchen cabinets. We look at them. And we see all these families, and they're all so happy, and they're all so great. That was the precursor to to Facebook, the Christmas cards. With everybody's in, you're like, geez. And then you get somebody who writes this long-ass letter about, hey, this is what we've been doing this year. And you're like, oh, shut up. I barely have time to write my name, let alone a digest of what I did with my family this year and how great things are. God. And you start to go, crap. How come they can hold it together? They can't. They can't. They can't. They got other problems. No matter what you see on Facebook, no matter what you see on somebody's Christmas card last year, it's not. We're all wearing a backless hospital surgical gown. We are all, this is a hospital, man, and none of us are the doctors. We're all struggling with something. The minute we can laugh that the back of our ass is hanging out and other people are seeing it, and we can actually recognize, okay, all right, okay, yeah, well, I can see you too. That's when we'll actually make progress.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.